This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Our sexual desires, our sexual activities, must be placed under Christ's control just like every other aspect of our lives. Look, God created sex for procreation. Yes, He created it for pleasure too. He also gave it as an expression of love between a husband and a wife. Sexual experience must be limited to the marriage relationship to avoid hurting ourselves and our relationship to God and our relationship to each other. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 this morning, where Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Thessalonica, began chapter 4 by saying, "Let me add this, dear brothers. You already know how to please God in your daily living, for you know the commandments we gave you from the Lord Jesus Himself. Now we beg you, yes, we demand of you, in the name of Jesus, that you live more and more closely to that idea. For God wants you to be holy and pure and to keep clear of all sexual sin so that each of you will marry in holiness in honor." Now, we're picking out specifically in verse 2, the original text says, "For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus." So what Paul is giving this church in Thessalonica is not new. Paul begins to move into the first of these, what I guess I would call exhortations in practical Christian living that he deals with in this letter. And he seems to want to make clear right from the beginning that they are not suggestions. They are clear mandates from God. They are absolute elements of a Christian walk. He says, "For you know," in verse 2. These instructions, as I said before, that they're not new. They're not going to be a surprise to the church there in Thessalonica. And come on, gang, they're not going to be a surprise to us today, no matter how much we try to push this idea away. Paul is lining up these issues that apparently need to be reminded for that church. They were issues that would no doubt kick the spiritual feet out from beneath them, and yes, us too, if we ignore it. Now, please note that you cannot walk with God when you live in opposition to God in these things. Now, should be a no-brainer, but you'd be amazed. A life of true faith, gang, is not some sort of smorgasbord. It is indeed a package deal. Although, certainly, there are many churches, and I use that term loosely, individuals and even pastors that are trying to make it otherwise. If you desire to please God today, then these are the things that you must battle against, both for and yes, against. Verse 3 in the original text says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." So God's desire is for our sanctification. In fact, this verse is saying that it's more than just His desire, it's actually His will. I wonder, though, how many of us will spend our days struggling in one area or another to go against His will. I know most of us will claim we don't know what His will is, but you know, the truth is we usually do. We just don't want to acknowledge it. And further, we certainly don't want to obey it. What makes us think we can actually challenge or change the will of our Creator God? Now, this matter can be in a multiplicity of areas, things like our service or our giving, our vocation, our dating habits, and many, many more. So what we do is we tend to reason and we argue and we give excuses, we whine, we complain. But you know what? God's will doesn't change. A life in the world is a struggle between our will and His. Who wins out on that expresses the truth of who we really are and who we really follow and who we really worship. Finding God's will doesn't have to be a complicated process. He has given us many simple and clear stated principles for a life in Him. For example, we are told in 1 Peter 2:15, "This is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." And 1 Thessalonians 5:18, just a few pages away, we're told, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you." And then again, here in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, we read, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." So God gives us many, many directions right off the bat of what His will is. The will of our God, according to this passage, is our sanctification. Now, what is this thing, sanctification? More on that the next time we get together.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.